Meet the Administrator, Part 2. Randy Babbitt says light sport aircraft are living up to expectations. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to today's special feature, and thanks for downloading us. Today, in the second part of our look back at comments from Randy Babbitt at Oshkosh, our new FAA administrator says LSAs have put early fears to rest.
Let me talk to another subject here. We announced plans a while back for light sport aircraft, and the response there has really been quite remarkable. As of May in 2009, the LSA fleet was up to 8,100 aircraft, and there have been relatively few fatal accidents. And while there may have been some trepidation in some parts of the industry and naysayers as to whether or not LSA operations should be safe, it's quite clear that the overall operations and the rates that we're seeing are commensurate with the averages in the general aviation world. This industry is indeed in line with the FAA expectations to drive the LSA aircraft even their safety levels even higher than they currently are. And that's a good thing, and I had the occasion to talk to some of the folks yesterday, some of the manufacturers, and I want to applaud all of you. There was a little bit of a leap of faith, if you would, in making this step, but the light sport aircraft, the manufacturers, they're holding themselves to the highest standards, and the integrity that they have given to the system has really made it work. So that's a real credit to the whole industry out there. When we look at accident rates in the general aviation world, they're common, you know, to all of the segments. And the LSA pilots take the responsibility of flying their aircraft just like everyone else in the GA world. They study, they train, they take their notes, they do all of the things they're supposed to do. Actually, that's what we're all supposed to do. So with all of that said, the FAA and the industry are continuing to develop and upgrade the LSA standards quickly, and we're incorporating all of these things into the latest safety information. Bottom line, LSA is a healthy industry, and all indications are it'll stay that way. And I'd be remiss if I didn't close with one other area, and I have gotten some feedback about our modernization plan, Next Gen, as we call it. There's a perception out there that somehow that Next Gen is simply an airline program, and I'm here to tell you that's not true. The entire aviation community is going to benefit from that system, the next gen, our navigation system of tomorrow, metering, spacing, communications, and a lot of other things, how we transmit data to and get it from pilots en route. I think there's a number of opportunities within the next gen for improving small airports in the general aviation community. We're aggressively developing the localizer performance with vertical guidance approaches, all under the wide area augmentation system. And right now, there's 20,000 aircraft out there that are already equipped to take advantage of these procedures. Now, we published 417 of these LPVs approaches last year, and our goal this year is to get out another 500. So, in fact, today there are more LPV approaches than there are ILS approaches. And these approaches are going to really bring bigger benefits to a lot of aviation airports around the country that simply don't have any guidance to the airports today. One of my goals would be, there's no reason in the world why we shouldn't have horizontal and vertical guidance to 2,000 more airports than we do today. We have the technology, we simply need to move forward with the standards and the procedures, and we're working aggressively to do that. The fact is, Next Gen will get you into places that, you know, before would have been out of reach. And we also know that, you know, as pilots, we can't fool around with the weather. Your knowledge of anything in your situational awareness is important, and weather is one of the key ones. That's going to be a game changer when we bring in ADS-B. It provides weather and traffic in the cockpit. That's going to be a significant improvement. If you haven't seen some of the ADS-B simulations around, they're here. You can see them in the FAA area. I would suggest you go take a look. It's pretty exciting stuff. They're going to improve greatly your situational awareness, and you're going to have the ability for the first time to see in the cockpit the same thing that controllers see. We should also keep in mind that ADS-B is operational today in South Florida. We're using it over the Gulf of Mexico. We're using it aggressively and building the infrastructure for it in other parts of the country. It can display terrain maps, moving maps of runways for you, which gets back to runway incursions. It also provides critical flight information to you, like TFRs and special use airspace, on a real-time, live, updated basis. It can give you winds and temperature aloft. The list is long and impressive, and it's at your fingertips, and it's live. But I think what appeals to me most is that unlike radar, ADS-B is real-time. It doesn't degrade with distance, as radar does. We all know that there are also places that are outside of radar coverage. There's airports in this country, Aspen comes to mind, where it's one airplane in, one airplane out. We can't see you, because radar doesn't go over the mountains. ADS-B will take care of that and fill those gaps. So where are we? Well, right now there's only a few companies that are actually marketing ADS-B avionics to the general aviation community. But I think as the technology goes forth and the prices come down, I think it's going to be an exciting marketplace over the next few years, and I expect the prices to drop like they will in all other things with competition. And while the avionics performance requirements are outlined in a proposed rulemaking, there are some companies that we suspect are waiting for the final TSO rules. They're not going to build it until they have more clarity, and I think those two points are going to converge very soon.
In a moment, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on ADS-B, next gen, and the equipment it will require. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. New FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt is talking to an Oshkosh audience about next-gen ATC, when it might actually get here, and how one thing the FAA cannot regulate is professionalism.
We propose to require ADS-B out avionics by 2020. In order to fly in certain airspace, and generally it's the same airspace that transponders are required today. So ADS-B in avionics, which provides free traffic and weather in the cockpit, will still remain voluntary at this time. But the agency is going to continue working with the aviation community to determine whether or not to proceed with a possible ADS-B in mandate. Well, I know that you have a lot of questions, but as I close, I want to leave you with what I think is really the most important point for today. As pilots, we're held to a very high standard, and it's a standard that's based on safety. And the inspectors expect that of us. We expect it ourselves, and our fellow pilots expect it. Well, what I'm talking about is something one step beyond the regulation, and there's no rule in the FARs, the Federal Air Regulations, about professionalism. And if you've been following some of the recent accidents today that have, you know, been in the news and been on the headlines, you'll see that pilot behavior has been in some of those discussions. Sterile cockpit comes to mind. At least one major accident recently, the pilots were talking when in fact they should have been flying and they should have been more focused on things going on in their cockpit. So what I'm asking you to do as I close today is think about your own habits. Even if you're in the airplane by yourself, are you focused on and are you fully capturing your situational awareness? There's also, I think, one of the great things about an environment like this is you get to talk to other pilots, talk to senior pilots, and we transfer those skills. It gives me a great feeling of encouragement when I see a couple of young pilots sitting around and listening to the stories. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're very instructive. But we exchange these informations, and we exchange our experiences, and I think that's a terrific thing. But one of the things I think when you have that opportunity to exchange those thoughts, really the focus on professionalism, a lot is expected of you. You should be a professional and a safe professional at all times as you go forward and fly. And with that, I'm going to turn over. I wish you a great air adventure. I hope to see a lot of you out on the fields. I'm going to spend another day here. It's an honor and a privilege to be here for me. And with that, I'm going to ask Tom to come up and join me. We're going to take some questions from you. Thank you.
Tomorrow, in part 3 of our Meet the Administrator excerpts from AirVenture, Randy Babbitt shares his personal aviation background and fields questions from the audience. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.